Liberating God. It was the beginning of hope. That night long ago when you prepared to lead your people to freedom, as they readied themselves, you fed them with your grace so that all sin, pain and bitterness could be set down and left behind when it was time to follow you.
Servant Lord, it was the beginning of salvation. In that upper room called your heart, that night long ago, when you prepared your disciples for all things which were to happen, you humbled yourself by washing their feet so they could follow you in service and love into a world which would reject you and hang you upon a cross.
Servant Spirit, we tell these stories once again on this night of remembrance. Here is the bread and wine which gives us life and whets our appetite for justice. Here at the front are the basins that cleanse the stains and wounds of the world. Here on that front pew are the towels which we will wipe away the tears of the brokenhearted.
Gracious God, prepare us for our journey of discipleship as we pray for reconciliation with one another and with you. Creating and loving God, you kneel to wash our feet.
Yet we are reluctant for you to see the wounds and scrapes of all the places we have run to in our attempts to escape you.
You would bathe us in the warm living waters of your love.
Yet we splash and play in the puddles of temptation. We have received all the gifts you have to offer.
Yet we are tempted to think they are only for us rather than for sharing.
Forgive us, Holy One, and have mercy on us. O God, what can we give you for all your wonderful graciousness towards us? As you have broken your heart for us, may we open ours to serve others.
As you have given your life for us, may we offer ourselves to bring healing to the world. As you have called us together around your table, may we go forth to feed a world hungry, not only for food, but for that spirit which brings peace and reconciliation.
This we pray as the servants of Jesus Christ, who came to serve us in this life, in death, and in resurrection hope.
On this holiest of nights, receive the good news that Christ loves you so selflessly and completely that your sins are forgiven, that hope will sprout where despair has taken up residence, that you will be filled with hope and peace, bathed in grace and mercy. Amen.